Welcome to Impact Audio. I'm Sam Kaplan, Vice President of Social Impact at Submittable. A few weeks ago, I was at the Peak Grantmaking Conference in New Orleans, and this is an event that brings together grantmakers, and it gives everyone an opportunity to really dig in together on how we can collectively transform philanthropy to be more effective and more equitable. The conference is a time of real connection and collaboration, and I always leave feeling super inspired by the people who are out there doing all of this incredible work. Today, I sit down with my colleague, Laura Steele, to chat about what I saw and what I heard at the event and what it may mean for the future of philanthropy. So with that, welcome aboard, Laura. Super excited to have you join me today.
Yeah, thanks so much. I know you are super busy during conference season. I always feel like I need a Where's Sam tracker when the spring comes around.
You know, I could probably use that exact same tracker. I lose track of where I am also.
So you were in New Orleans for Peak. Tell me a little bit just about what Peak is, what makes it special. I know you've been to these conferences in the past.
So Laura, Peak Grantmaking is a member organization and they host an annual conference. I've been for maybe the last 10 years in a row. This is a organization that serves grants managers and grants administrators. And once a year, everybody comes together and we have these great conversations around the state of grant making, how the practice of grants management is evolving. And this year was no different. We had a really amazing time. There were so many really amazing themes that were discussed. So the topic or the key theme of the conference was called Leading with Courage. And then there were so many other like sub themes beneath that. So there were tons of sessions that were focused on shifting power and equity centered grant making. There was a lot of conversation around self-care and healing and sustainability among grants management professionals who were feeling pretty burned out during this time. A lot of sessions around processes and best practices. So I would guess at least a third of the breakout sessions focused on the art of grants management, like how do we actually do the work better, more effectively? And then, you know, overall, I think there was sort of this, overarching conversation around like the role that the government is playing in philanthropy and grants management these days.
Yeah, I know you mentioned equity a bit, and I know equity has been at the forefront of the conversation for Peak, for grant makers, for you. Is that conversation shifting at all, or is it sort of the same drumbeat it's been for the past few years?
Sort of both. So I think that this has been like the dominant theme of Peak for probably the last 4 or 5 years. The E in Peak stands for equity. So this is always a really important discussion throughout the entire conference. I think the way that it's shifting, Laura, is that we're beginning to see equity move from being like a theory or a high level discussion and into actually like, how do we operationalize equity? That was the big shift for me this year. There were a lot of sessions out there that focused on that operationalization of equity. And I thought that was super interesting, especially from a Submittable perspective. This is what we're all about as a grants management platform is, you know, how do we provide technology that helps grant makers develop this, you know, equitable and inclusive grant making process?
Yes. Yeah, so is technology still a big part of the conversation right now?
Kind of. Like there were fewer sessions on tech and data this year than there typically are. Although I will say I was super excited. I got it selected along with two of my friends in the sector, John Moore from the MacArthur Foundation and Angela Randall from the Coca-Cola Foundation. And we presented a breakout session on using technology to help support equitable and inclusive grant making. And we had like a whopping 350 people sign up to come to this session. So it was about 25% of the overall conference. So, it kind of indicated to me that there is this real thirst for knowledge around how do we do this better? How do we move it from being like a high level theoretical conversation into something that we can actually put into practice in our foundations?
Yeah. And so were there any other sessions there that you'd want to call out? I know it's always packed with great content.
It is always packed with great content. And the answer would be yes. Let me see if I can quickly pull up my list here. So a few of the sessions that really stood out to me were actually ones that weren't necessarily focused on technology. There was a great keynote titled Shifting Power by Letting Grantees Lead Strategic Development for Impact. That was a really interesting one. There was, let's see here. Our friend from Candid, CEO Ann May Chang, led a really interesting panel about like using data for equitable grant making. One of the things that came out in that particular conversation was this idea that like for maybe the first time ever, nonprofit organizations are considering how to share less data out of fear of being targeted for the work that they're doing. So it was kind of mind-blowing that like, you know, we're at a place where organizations, nonprofits are actually thinking about like how to protect themselves from possible retaliation, you know, in terms of politics. So yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah, a pivot away from transparency is a big shift, because I know that's been a big call out for the past few years, is how do we get more transparent?
Yeah, definitely.
So you mentioned, you know, the self-care for grant managers, and it seems like kind of a tricky environment, honestly, to be doing this work right now. So what are they focused on, you know, beyond self-care, sort of for their organizations or for themselves in terms of their own professional development?
Yeah, there were a bunch of sessions on like, you know, wellness and health and well-being, as well as career development. So one of the things that I think that our sector is beginning to grapple with a little bit, Laura, is that like the role of grants management is super important within a foundation. Like, you know, this is a job role that touches contracts, and they work very closely with legal. They're responsible for payments and payment schedules. Like, so if they make a small mistake, it can really kind of balloon into a really complex issue that the whole organization has to deal with. And I think that like the culmination of that over the last several years has led to this environment where lots of grants managers are beginning to feel the pressure of the role out there. On top of that, like they're also being asked to be these champions of equity and to be the voice within their organization to represent those nonprofit organizations who apply for the grants and are awarded, you know, funding from the foundation. So it's a lot of pressure out there. And I think it was really interesting that, you know, everybody's beginning to acknowledge this and that they're starting to develop tactics and strategies to help the grants managers like find ways to kind of deal with the work a little bit better, you know, and to do their jobs even more effectively.
That's great. I know, you know, grant managers can use all the help that anybody can give, it seems like, at this point. And I'm hopeful that this means that, you know, people are really recognizing how important this role is, and maybe they're kind of getting their due and getting the spotlight a little more than they have in the past.
Right.
So anything as we look ahead for the year and sort of takeaways from this conference and maybe from the whole conference season, anything that you're really excited about or you feel like there's some big opportunities for people to step up or for organizations to step up?
You know, I've been thinking about like the role of equity and how it dovetails into like the work that we do at Submittable. One of the things that I'm really interested in pursuing is like how technology, in particular, like a grants management platform like Submittable, can be viewed as like not just equity friendly, but actually equity enabling infrastructure, and how we can tie together features like automation and field validation and workflows, you know, to help directly like provide more equity to nonprofit organizations and to lead to justice outcomes. I'm starting to think about this in terms of like equity isn't just a value, it's a workflow. And platforms like Submittable can help you build that into every step. So again, going back to that theme of like, how do you operationalize all of this? Like, I think that's where the big onus is right now on organizations like Submittable is, you know, we're hearing loud and clear what the grants management community is most interested in. Now, how can we take technology to really translate those ideas into something practical that benefits their organizations and their applicants and their nonprofit partners?
Yeah, that makes sense. It's cool to see these sort of big ideas start to really be grounded in the day-to-day work.
Yeah, cool. Definitely.
Yeah, thanks so much for giving me the recap.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for asking me all the insightful questions. And I still look forward to the day, Laura, that I can drag you along to a conference like Peak with me.
Yeah, do we know where next year is going to be?
Oh my gosh, they told us where it was, and I can't remember, but it was someplace, you know, incredibly exciting that you'll want to go to.
Okay, count me in.
All right, it's a date. We're going to Peak together next year. So a big thank you to everyone who made the Peak Conference possible. There's nothing that replaces the authenticity of an in-person event, and I really appreciate the way that Peak brings together the whole grant-making community. So that's all for me today. Thanks for tuning in to Impact Audio, produced by your friends at Submittable. Until next time.